escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There we go. A little Stevie in the morning. Dan Wells and Cooker back there. It's the morning show.
He's been doing well.
Yeah. Good. I felt for a while when Dan would fill in, he would just... So a little inside baseball here, and it's the morning show. Hunter Brody, James Hellstrom, for Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, Rhea Hughes, hanging out, and Dan Wilson, obviously. I feel like when Dan first started producing, he would just... Inside baseball, there are... music like stagers already in there. You could just play the generic stuff that plays over. Like if you listen on the weekend, sometimes some producers will just play what's in there. And so you'll hear like, oh, the same song, like every show, the same songs. So I feel like Dan used to just let that play. And then Dan has been cooking lately and I appreciate it. I didn't know Dan had it in his bag.
He's feeling himself.
I once played like some rap song coming back from break, and DeCamera didn't like it. Oh, so yeah. Now I've been coached.
Yeah, you just
I don't even try. And I just play the hits. Yeah,
I get it with DeCamera. That's
play that, the hits.
Play the hits for Joey D.
Hold on a second. Did he stop the show and go, "What the hell is this"?
I mean, he has. Yeah, like multiple times.
Okay, so I didn't know.
If he doesn't know a song I'm coming back with, he'll be like, "Wait, what is this?"
And yeah,
I have to explain the music choice.
Ridiculous, considering Mr. You know the amount of stuff he doesn't know. I mean, geez, Louise, like there's not some music aficionado over here normally.
No, he thinks Prince sucks.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I needed to know.
Now I'm not. I don't personally go to Prince. But I can respect the greatness of Prince.
That's right.
A big difference.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I don't put it on in the car per se. I am a hip hopsman, but you know.
Well, I'm a hip hopsman too, but I'm also
a
Princeman.
Hip hopsman.
You're not a hip hopswoman?
I do. No, I have plenty on my phone.
Okay.
And now, you know, having a teenager, I've been introduced to
the new wave.
The new
Kendrick
Lamar
is
the first time he played Kendrick Lamar for me, it was the explicit version. Let's try
well, much.
To,
well,
my,
much.
My mother bought me a Nas CD when I was younger.
Sure.
Heard me listening to it, and I only got through three songs.
Oh, yeah.
Never got that CD back.
Took the Nas CD right back.
Never got it back.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It was Illmatic.
Oh, yeah. It was Illmatic. It was Illmatic. I'll never forget it. Oh, yeah. I was so pumped.
My parents were pretty liberal with that kind of stuff. Like, they...
To be fair, my dad
let me watch Basic Instinct when I was nine. So my dad's kind of always had a pretty loose...
I saw The Shining when I was nine.
Yeah, very loose level of like, you know, they'll figure it out.
Not The Shining at nine.
Psychopath.
That's crazy stuff. The Shining?
Do you even know what The Shining is?
The Shining at nine?
Remember, we mentioned Shelley Duvall.
Well, it's funny. I was thinking that, so Shelley Duvall came up this morning in our morning meeting, and Rhodes was like, "Who's that?"
Yeah. Talking to a wall.
Yeah.
Shelley who? Chivine?
Duvall. Star of The Shining.
Sure.
I would tread very carefully if you want to do your Broads in 50.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. Well, we were.
No.
We'll see where this goes. Yeah.
Lucia Divine?
I mean, it would be a good Wikipedia holder. The Shelley Duvall, The Shining thing, there's a lot there. You know, I don't know if it's not a fun read, per se.
I'm sure.
There's a lot there, basically, you know. Kubrick breaking her down, losing her mind.
Seems like a real fun guy.
Oh, yeah. It's a fascinating movie.
You guys talking about a movie or real life? I have no idea.
This is for real, though, real quick. All jokes aside, have you never heard of The Shining?
No, of course I've heard of it. Okay. Would I sit Thank down sure. and watch it? Absolutely not.
Well, you're missing out. The Shining's how long is awesome. It? It's like
I want the
2 hours, maybe.
Oh, 2 hours. I mean, maybe that's a little less. An hour and 19. That's a quick hit. Oh,
it's
no,
not
that's,
an hour
no,
19.
No, no,
no.
That's
There's
The Shining
no
Hour. Why did that pop up? The Shining Hour? What are we doing here? $3.79 like, on Amazon Prime. Yeah. 2 hours and 23.
It's a little
please.
Longer than I thought. Yeah.
I got things to do.
What do you have to do?
Listen to WIP
Watch
on my Odyssey app.
Watch the Kardashians or something?
Come on, dude. I had this perfect segue. WIP on the Odyssey app.
There you go.
But yeah, the Kardashians is a great one. That's a great show, too.
All right, coming up in a minute, we might get some Flyers talk, depending on how Broads handles the next couple minutes. We're going to see how that goes.
What am I, time out?
No, we actually are going to talk Flyers.
Thank you.
I'm just joking around. Let's talk to our buddy Gary first. I'm buying them. What up, Gary?
Broach probably during the here's Johnny part would be like, who's Johnny? Why is he talking about Johnny?
Johnny Carson?
Oh, look at you!
Oh, come on, man. I'm a very experienced man.
Yes.
Can I say something about Bryce Huff?
Absolutely.
If you get beat out by a rookie from the powerhouse of
Houston Baptist Christian?
The Super Bowl. You don't have enough dog in you to be like, you know what, this is the Super Bowl. Look in the mirror. It's you. It's not anybody else.
I'm with you, man. The all-time loser comments coming out from Bryce Huff. I mean, I knew I couldn't wait to get out of that all-time great Super Bowl winning team immediately when I got there. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I knew it was a bad situation. The greatest defense of the last 30 years.
Is there a better organization right now outside of the Eagles? Maybe Kansas City, whatever. But I'm just saying, you were in the best culture and foundation there is in the NFL right
totally.
Now. And your first thought was, I couldn't wait
to leave.
I mean,
literally, the ethos of the team was like guys loving each other. I mean, Nick Sirianni won a Super Bowl by getting guys to love each other and fight for each other. And Bryce Huff was like, oh, yeah, bad spot for me.
It's amazing.
Honestly, I don't see how many people forgot he was even on the team. Like,
yeah, that's for sure.
Biggest...
I mean, again, as Rhea pointed out, he was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl. I have to imagine that he is the highest paid healthy scratch in Super Bowl history. Like,
I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah. I mean, he has to be.
What a loser mentality.
Yeah. No, he really was. What do you got in the Phils, Gare?
We'll be picking up. We need an outfielder that can rake. Just get on base. Who? Somebody
who James,
great,
you gotta have
great,
somebody.
Great question. Look, there are guys out there. I know Ben Davis has brought up Jaron Duran on the show, center fielder for Boston. A few years of control left. Boston obviously showed they're willing to make moves, trading away Rafael Devers. Duran makes a lot of sense. That's named here. Byron Buxton out in Minnesota's name, who, you know, power, right-handed bat, plays
injuries
center field.
Just scare me.
Injuries. He has never, ever, ever made it through a season. He is a concerning guy, but the talent jumps off the screen with him. Adolis Garcia is a name that's been, you know, out there. He's someone who struggled this year. He's had a really bad year, but also a World Series MVP a couple years ago. We remember how awesome he was with
how
the Rangers. I want to say early 30s. I don't know exactly, but I would guess 31 off the top of my head, something like that. Garrett, there are some guys out there. It's just a question of who's willing to, you know, what teams are willing to move the guys, what it's going to cost, all that.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing with a wild card now, you know. And I think we should put Lizardo maybe in the bullpen because I think he might be getting some dead arm.
I think Lizardo, we talked so much early in the year before he went on the run about Ranger to the bullpen for obvious reasons because he's done it, we've seen it, all that stuff. I think as the season plays out, Lizardo to the bullpen seems like the thing that makes the most sense for where this team's at in terms of the innings he's already gotten to, the injuries history that he's had in the past, the way he pitches, the type of pitches, the high-end velocity he has, the fact they need a lefty desperately in the pen. Gary, I think Lizardo the pen thing, there's some legs to that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Gary, you got an answer for us?
So this not only makes you feel old, but makes you feel bitter. I don't know if it's just a New Jersey thing, when you add your kid to your car insurance and you watch it double.
Oh, that's a really good answer, Gary. That's a really
that
good answer.
That makes me sad as I'm staring that in the face.
It's coming your way.
Months,
coming your way. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if your kid just didn't drive? Be like, you know what? No,
well,
it's just not
there. The funniest thing is, like, for like 2 years ago, I'm not driving. And then the closer I got to it, we're starting the lessons when?
Yeah, right? It's like, get me in the car.
You know, dude, we live in the city. You take the subway or Uber.
How about the other way, though, when you get off the health insurance. Mm. And then, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you're the parent and then you see the health insurance.
Yeah, you're like, allowed to carry them until they're like 25.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Then it's the, hey,
then
this
they can rent a car.
Yeah. Yeah, right. After everything else you can do from 18 to 25 to rent the car
strangest
thing.
One to me. Yeah,
25. Amazing.
All right, let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, Broads, you are in the John Ritchie chair today. It means you get to guess how you think the voting played out on the Twitter poll. So the question, who is the best Phillies pitcher this century? The options, Roy Halladay, Cole Hamels, Cliff Lee, and Zach Wheeler. How do you think the voting came out?
I think Wheels, due to recency bias, and maybe because he's the right answer, will be at 58% leading the way.
Pretty close. He is leading the way. He's at 46%.
Oh, lower than I thought. Now, see, the thing is, and someone mentioned this online, and I kind of agree. Is the ceiling of Doc higher, but the longevity of Wheeler doing it is what is going to make him win it? You know what I mean?
I think that's
perfectly described. But Doc, but also, I'm taking Doc over Wheels in a one-day set.
You haven't been here long enough.
I agree. One game you are, but also Wheels is pretty close to Doc in the Diamonds, too. So
yeah,
I think the time absolutely makes a difference.
But Doc,
more play. Doc was amazing. Doc gets 41% of the votes. They were pretty close. Then Hamels, 10%. Cliff Lee, 3%.
Who's voting for those guys?
Yeah, 13%. Again, that's the thing with Twitter polls. Someone is always voting for something.
Or accidentally hit it with the thumb.
You could put... I'm trying to think of what is an inarguable.
The sky is blue.
Yeah. What color is the sky? Blue or orange? Or no, it's even too close. Let's say blue or black. No, black you could do at night.
Yep.
Blue or
gray.
Gray.
This isn't
okay.
going
what,
well.
But gray,
this isn't
be.
Going well.
All right, blue.
Orange.
No, but orange.
But it can
look
you
that
have
way.
A burnt orange?
See what I'm saying? This sucks. This sucks.
All right. What color is the sky? Blue or hot pink.
Okay. Well,
right?
Sometimes.
Okay. You never know.
You're right.
And 4% of people would vote for hot pink. I mean, that's just the way Twitter works, right? All right. We're going to come back to the phones in a sec. 215-592-9494 to get on the fields. And to win this prize, the Adam Sandler ticket's still on the table. What makes you feel old? You can win them like that. Bang. Just give us the best answer. Broads.
Mm-hmm.
The Flyers.
The Flyers, baby.
The Flyers.
The Flyers, baby. So, let's go!
Cam York is back. You can talk about Cam York, but also in general. Where are you at with the Flyers right now? I know we had the draft. We got this Porter guy. We got
this
a new head coach.
We got
a new head coach.
Uh-huh. They're huge.
Yeah, yeah. Where you at?
Okay, so I think they're taking steps in the right direction. But I do believe that Briere and Jonesy are maybe leaving some meat on the bones. Mm. But they are doing well.
Very un-Jonesy-like.
They're competent. That we had incompetence for so long that we do have professional, competent hockey people in the front office. But there are some things that, you know, I wish maybe it was a little bit more. But to the Cam York thing, which just got done moments ago. Cam York will sign a 5-year, $5.15 million AAV extension. It's either a bargain for a top four defenseman, or you're going to end up trading him at some point. But someone would be willing.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
going to take that for that type of hit. So it's actually a pretty respectful move from the Flyer standpoint, I think. He had a bad year under Torts, and I didn't know what he was. He was a first-round draft pick who's supposed to be a top four defenseman for your franchise, and he hasn't really been living up to that standard. So I'm very intrigued by the number. I think you could either move it, or he ends up being a star for you at 515, and you lucked out big time on the deal. Just comes down to Tocchet being able to make it work. The Flyers as a whole, they got Matvei Michkov, which is great. I think this most recent draft, they went with a lot of size. 6'5", 6'4", 6'3". My worry is they just wanted size so badly that maybe they missed out on someone who's better at 6'1", because they wanted the 6'5 guy. They just went so obnoxious in that direction. Everyone, 6'5", 6'4". You're telling me every time you drafted, every time you were available to draft,
the best player was the big guy?
Had to be 6'4", you know? So, but the kid they got in Porter Martone is a serious stud. There was just one guy on the board that I would have went to instead who went right after you to Boston. So you picked 6. He went 7 to Boston, and James Hagans, who's a center. They didn't want to go center, even though I was told it's so hard to find a center in this league. No one gives them up, yet there's one staring at you in the face, and you go wing instead. That type of stuff confuses me. But for the most part, they are heading in the right direction. I just think there's some minor miscalculations along the way.
All right, couple questions. One, the goalie thing.
Yeah, their goalies stink.
The goalie thing.
The job, so this is where I'm mad at Danny. The job was this year to get someone better than Sam Ersson, so Ersson doesn't have to be their best goalie. He got someone who was worse, so now Urson's your best goalie, and you're going in with two guys that are nowhere even close to being good enough, and that's going to be a struggle. Like, that's a big deal, because you want these young kids to develop, yet you have a guy who allows goals from all over the... You can't develop properly if these guys are sieves, you know, the pasta holes in the, you know, the pasta bowl thing.
Yeah, sieves.
Yeah, sieves.
That's what a sieve is.
I know. I'm getting into it here. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you can't develop these guys, and he miscalculated the goalie thing. So now we're running it back with someone worse than Ersson. The job was to get someone better than Ersson to make Ersson the backup. And here we go again. I'm going to watch nonsense on the defensive zone.
Why?
Why what?
Why?
That's a great question. That's a great question. There were some available guys, and one stayed in New Jersey, so he was available, and they didn't get him. They weren't able to pay the big bucks, or I guess it was kind of the small bucks, but for a longer-term deal. They could have made a move with Vancouver. I was told Rick Tocchet's here because of his relationship with all the players in Vancouver. Thatcher Demko's a star. He ended up signing in Vancouver and staying there. Maybe you could have made a move to go get him. These are the questions I'm asking the top dogs upstairs.
It's my curiousness is because, you know, obviously these draft picks aren't going to play right away.
No.
We know that, okay? Mm-hmm. But you did, didn't you just trade for Zegras, right?
Yeah, Trevor Zegras.
For a big name. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of weird.
I know. There's a goalie in Russia, not to bar anybody, Zavargin. He's 19 years old. He's one of these kids we've been talking about for a couple of years. Maybe he pans out. There's a kid who's going to be playing in the Phantoms next year. Apparently he may pan out, but, you know, with the whole Carter Hart thing, we thought we had him, and now that whole situation is running its course with the court system in Canada. But this is just where we are. I don't know if they're putting a lot of hope in these young kids coming over and eventually being the answer or what, but this is where we are.
You're saying the goalie's set now.
Like, yeah, you don't, they stink. The goalie's set.
But you don't think they
stink.
Can add some, like, there's not a trig. Okay.
No, all right. This is it. This Great. Is it. We're running the year with slop.
That's what you want to hear.
Yep.
All right. So I guess that leads
any other Flyers questions?
Yeah, leads into my last question. What should we expect from the Flyers this year? I guess less than I was hoping for.
We are going to be out of the playoffs.
Again.
But,
because
that's what I'm saying.
Because we were kind of told. Jonesy was on this show and kind of was like, if the Flyers are back, you know, like, get ready.
They are, though. You know what I'm saying? If we're looking at a scale of 1 to 10.
Look, they traded for Zegras instead of trading guys away. That's a step in the right direction.
And it's a big get. And Porter Martone, this kid they drafted in the first round, is a serious weapon. And he may actually, they were saying he might physically be ready to make the team. Now, that tells you how bad you are. All things considered. If Porter Martone's making the team, he might play. He might sneak in there, which is crazy, or go to Penn State or whatever the options are. But they're taking steps in the right direction, but I do think they're leaving meat on the bone with some of their decisions. But they are moving along.
Okay.
Let's go Flyers! There you go. That's what I got for you.
It was good.
Yep.
How many more years until the Decamera Cup comes back into the studio? God, it's been far too long.
I don't need him near the cup.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't need
about.
Him near the cup.
I think that,
that means they're in the playoffs, at least.
I know. I hope I never see that stupid thing again.
Is that the thing he made?
Yeah. It was like his paper mache cup.
We can't have him near the stage. That's probably why we're cursed.
Oh, well, that was part of it. In 2020, the 1 year, we actually had like a little bit of a thing. It was all Joe's fault that they fell apart.
I was so happy for that run. I'm sitting here celebrating the Ivan Provorov in overtime, the Islanders, the whole thing. I need hockey back in my life.
We all do.
Deck him in the hallway so he didn't touch it.
Yeah. Thank God.
All right. Jokes aside, is there anything better than springtime? You're in your shorts and flip-flops. Someone's got on a Flyer sweater. You're walking up to the barn and everyone's doing the, let's go Flyers!
it's amazing.
That's almost as iconic as E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles.
It's up there.
It's up there.
Let's not get carried away. It's up there. Yeah,
it's up there.
I will say.
It's a good chant, dude.
I agree.
Let's go Flyers!
It's
so good.
I love the barn. Like saying the barn.
It's good.
That's one of my favorites. Calling it the barn is.
Imagine skating on
the ice. It works
for
me every time.
No.
You
want
to go down to the barn tonight? You're
dude,
damn right I want to go to the barn.
Warm ups.
There it is.
Let's go Flyers! Put water on the hair. Flowing. Ripping shots in the glass. Doing a couple crossovers. Come on. Let's go Flyers.
Oh, man.
This is the best.
You got to watch the YouTube.
It's so good, man.
You have to see.
Rose is just skating in his chair for a moment.
By the way, I got a text, an Instagram DM from the men's league team from last week.
And are we in?
You better be in tonight. 8:45 puck drop.
Nice.
8:45. Yeah. That's called James going to be asleep at 8:45. That's
good work.
You'll be mucking and grinding out there.
Let's go.
Love it. That was worthwhile. Yeah. Happy we talked Flyers.
And you were going to not give me that opportunity.
No. You were almost not going to give yourself that opportunity. That's the key. I had nothing to do with it. I was, it was all on you.
Look inward.
Yeah, look inward. Exactly. Know thyself.
Yeah, Bryce.
That's right. Yeah. Way to go, Bryce. All right. A new nickname. Let's talk to Greg in Edmonton. What up, Greg?
Wow. Let's go, Flyers.
See what I'm saying?
He started it.
Let's go.
He started it.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go, boys.
Look, if you weren't awake yet at 9:20 on a Monday morning, we got you covered, okay?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Except for the goalie talk, I'm fired up.
I know.
Let's go.
Yeah, did get me excited.
Other than that.
Yeah. Other than, the most important position thing, I thought it went really good,
But I will say, what a day. What a day to be alive and to be a Philadelphia sports fan. I mean, to be, sitting down the shore this past weekend, beautiful day, North Wildwood, listening to Philly's baseball, day baseball on the beach, and just sitting back and knowing that you're two-time Super Bowl champion. Also, my God, is there better time to be alive than right now?
Greg, you make a great point, and I've been trying to do this up. Let's go Flyers! I've been trying to do this more recently, as I feel like we have not been doing a good enough job of constantly reminding everyone that we're Super Bowl champions. And I felt that you know what I mean? I felt that this weekend, and someone said, just the Eagles, and I'm like, Super Bowl champ Eagles, you mean? And I'm like, you're right. We need to bring that back. So for those, just so you know, when I'm producing and I'm in the studio today, but normally I'm in the studio that Dan Wilson's in, every single day after the show that Kyle Quinn walks in, I call him champ, and I'm like, what up, champ? He's like, hey, champ, because we want to keep it alive, that we are champions. So I'm with you.
What was the final score of that Super Bowl?
It was 40-6.
I love that.
Yeah, they won 40-6.
You do.
So.
Right? Oh, I love that. Love that.
Yeah. And you know what, James? I thought about this yesterday. Not enough people point out how lame Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are for staying in that game.
Totally.
Just to pad the
You're
score.
So right. Yeah.
Lame.
It was. Kenny Pickett's been out there for like three drives already. And Mahomes out there twirling out like, look at me.
It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. Yeah. I agree. Great point.
And just to see that photo every time pop up my feed of Carter's hand in freaking the hole.
All-timer. Yeah. All-timer.
Oh, my God.
Very clean.
Greg, this is exactly the energy I needed.
Yes.
Thank you. You got anything on the Phils?
Nothing on the Phillies right now.
He's like, no, I don't want to bring it down. We're good. We're good.
Hey, yeah, it's all good, man. But I do have.
You got an answer for us?
Feel old.
Yeah, what do you got, Craig?
I have an answer for you.
Lay it on me.
So when somebody tells me that if Back to the Future was filmed,
oh, this is a great answer.
Marty would be going back to 1995.
Yeah. Greg, great call and great answer.
I thought he was going to bring up Elliot's take.
Oh, no. Well,
that's where I thought that was going.
Elliot should not be allowed to talk about Back to the Future anymore.
Why? What did he say?
Basically said that he should make out with his mom and it should be a problem. Elliot's take
it
is,
got weird.
Why is it a problem if he would hook up with his mom?
Well,
because she's not his mom yet is Elliot's.
Ew.
I know.
I didn't bring it up. I wasn't going to go there.
Yeah, me neither. You did that.
All right, 215-592-9494. One more segment to go. That means one more segment for you to win Adam Sandler tickets. Get on the line. Tell us what makes you feel old, like the fact that Back to the Future, if it were filmed now, he would be going back to 1995. That does make me feel old. What makes you feel old? 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.